Hey, I'm going to show you some pictures because I want you all to be weather people today. And I want you to tell me, when I show you the picture, what the weather is going to be like. So we're going to look at some signs, okay? You ready? What's the first sign means that this is going to be what kind of day? A sunny day. Yeah, that's a nice looking sun, isn't it? He's even got blue eyes. Huh? What about this one? Rainy day. It's going to be a rainy day. Have you all seen pictures like that before? Yeah, how about this picture? A snowy day. Hey, you all know the signs of the weather. You could all see signs, right? The weather gives us signs all the time. But you know what? Jesus is speaking about signs of the end. But for us Christians, there's another sign that we have here in church that's very, very important for us. So how many of you can show me a sign of your salvation? There are signs all over the church that shows us this. Yeah. Cale goes like this, the cross. There's a cross over here, a cross over there. There's even a cross way up there. And as you look up there, Jesus tells us today that we should stand up and lift up our heads and behold our salvation. When you hear those words, that means Jesus is saying to us, we're not to be afraid of anything. We're not to be afraid of the signs of the times. We're not to be afraid of no sun, or we're not to be afraid of it not raining, or we're not to be afraid of it not snowing, although a lot of people really like it when it doesn't snow. How about any of you like that? How many of you really love snow?
I do.
Oh, good, good. There's some people in the congregation you need to talk to. So, but the signs of the times are important for us. But what's really, really important for us is this sign. And this is a sign of love to you and me. When we look at this sign, we know that something very important has happened here. And who's hanging on the cross? It's Jesus taking your sin and my sin to the cross and therefore saving us. So when Jesus comes again, we will see him. But when we see Jesus again, will we be afraid? No, we won't be afraid. We'll be rejoicing. We will lift up our head and we will see the one who has promised to come back for us. Because Jesus has made a promise. Jesus has kept all of his promises. There's just one more promise that he's going to keep for you and for everyone looking at you and for me. And that promise is he's coming on the last day, and there we will lift up our head and we will see our salvation. You and I together will see Jesus, and then Jesus will do something very, very important for us. What will he do? He will bring us into his kingdom. He will welcome you and everyone looking at you and myself. He will welcome us into his kingdom. And that will be a time of great joy. And it will be a joy that will last forever and ever. Because Jesus fulfilled his Father's plan of salvation. That's why the cross for you and for everyone looking at you and for me is so very, very important. So, every time we look at this sign, what do we see? Every time we look at this sign, what do we see? We see the love of Jesus Christ. Therefore, let's fold our hands and bow our heads and close our eyes and let us pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us many signs here in the church. But the most ultimate sign, O Lord, is the sign that you have given us, your very cross. For there, O Lord, we believe that there at the cross, you have taken our sins and died for our sins. And as we look at the cross, Lord Jesus, we know that is a sign of love for us, a sign that you tell us that you will not leave us or forsake us, and that you are coming again. We believe, Jesus, that you are the Savior and that you are coming again. So therefore, Jesus, we pray that you do come quickly. And all of this, Lord Jesus, we pray in your most holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.